And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, the news of the day for the Jaguars on Friday. A walkthrough with hats and jerseys for the Jaguars on Friday. Getting set for Carolina. Last practice day. Marquise Lee is doubtful for the game, the Jaguars wide receiver. So we'll see what happens with Marquise Lee between Friday and Sunday. Also, Toby Gerhart, the running back, is going to be a game-time decision coming off the ab strain. Other news today, long snapper Carson Tinker signed a contract extension, third-year undrafted player out of Alabama. Brings some stability there for the next few years. All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start off with the quarterback, Blake Bortles. Solid preseason for him, but now, for real, he's got to keep it going.
Well, and this is the moment, right? I mean, he looked as good as you can look in preseason. He looked progressively better from the time he started all the mechanics work and the fundamental work. But as we've talked about ad nauseum, it changes in the regular season. Defenses are different. The pressure is different. So here we go.
There's going to be a hiccup here and there. I mean, there has to be. He's still a young quarterback. My question, and it's one that you and I have talked about extensively, is can he find the time to work on the fundamentals throughout the course of the season? Gus said he's got a routine. Mm-hmm. He's got a warm-up, a rhythm. He's got the whole thing. He's very confident in it. Can he get that done? Will that help?
That's a big question. I'll wait on that question until I see Sunday. I want to see it in the regular season. I want to see all this stuff, the protection, all that stuff. You want to see it happen when it's real.
The best thing to help a young quarterback is a run game, and they'll do that with a new running back. T.J. Yeldon, the rookie, will make the start on Sunday against Carolina. We'll see what he has. We didn't see a lot in the preseason.
8 carries. I'm curious to see what kind of role he has, what kind of role all the running backs have. Gus said in his news conference on Friday that everyone will have a role. And, you know, he's going to be the feature back. What does that mean anymore? Does that mean 15 carries? Does that mean 20 touches? How does it all work?
Well, this has been a huge topic all week. Yeldon starting, Robinson starting. In the NFL right now, it really is not that big a deal who starts at that position. I think you're going to see, you know, with Gerhardt being questionable, I'm not sure you're going to see him, but Denard and Toby. And I think no matter what, I mean, not Toby, but TJ, no matter what, I think you're going to see these guys split wide. It's not going to be a just turn around and hand the ball to the running back position this year.
And, of course, on the other side, Cam Newton, the biggest story for Carolina, signed an extension, franchise quarterback there. But somehow the Jaguars have to get in the backfield to get to him and then get him down when they do get to him.
By any means necessary, right? I mean, that's really the key right there. And I don't think it's going to be a case where you see them line up as a defensive front and go straight up the field. Last year, they were very good at scheming to get pass rush. I think they're really going to have to be good this year at it. Aaron Colvin from that nickel spot, blitzing. You're going to see a lot of exotic things to get to Cam because you have to do it.
You know, if the Jags do a good job on the backside covering Greg Olsen, they might have time to get to him because there's nothing outside. It is the Olsen show without Kelvin Benjamin, and that may afford them. Plus, Michael Oher is the starting left tackle now. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps the Jaguars can exploit that matchup and find a way to get to Cam. Once you get there, though, how do you bring him down?
Right, that's the secondary question. Yeah. Got to tackle him once you get to him, and it's tough. So excited, though, right?
Yeah. Week one.
Opening day.
That's right.
Here we go. Panthers, Jaguars coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field. That's it for this week on Jags of the Roundtable.